Rabosai, we are moving on. This sugya is kind of a light, not a real kiddushin sugya per se, but let's take a look, see where it brings us. So the Gemara has a drasha. So the Gemara has a drasha. V'hai v'yatza chinam. V'hachi hu da'asa ha'maboy lalu katani. Tani v'yatza chinam elamei bagrus en kezol mei narus. And Amar Ravina im kein lema kra en kesef without a yud. My en kesef with a yud. So en kesef adon zeva yesh kesef adon acher umay nihu av. So you have an unusual drasha, but the Gemara wants to make a drasha on this yud. The Gemara says, where do we see a precedent that you can make a drasha on a yud of the word ein? The Tanya. So Pasuk says, when it comes to a bas kohen, you have a bas kohen who now marries a Yisrael. So the Torah tells us in Vayikra Perichov Beis that bas kohen, she marries Yisrael, she can no longer eat shuma, kitia almana ugrusha vizera ein la, and now she has no children. V'shavel beis avia, kinurea milechem avia tochel v'kozal lo yochal bo. So she's now allowed to go back to her father's house after becoming an almana or a grusha and continue eating truma with one condition. As long as zera ein la. If she has no offspring. And the Gemara darshins that if she had a child from the kohen that she married, now she's no longer married to, v'zera ein la, ein li ela zara. Zera zara minayin. Let's say she doesn't have any sons or daughters, but she has grandchildren. Let's say the son predeceased, the died early, she has grandchildren. How do you know that also will exempt her, will not enable her to eat from her father's house? Tamad lomar zera ein la, ayein la. And the Gemara says, ein ayein la. And therefore investigate, see if there's any grandchildren. The ein li ela zera kosher. Zera posel minayin. Tamad lomar zera ein la, ayein la. So the Gemara says, you should also look for even zera puzzle will go ahead and impact her ability to do what? To eat shuma. So ayein la. The Gemara says, now you're using zera ein la for two things. Number one, to include zera puzzle. Number two, to include grandchildren. So the Gemara says, no. Ha'afikde lezera zara. Zera zara lo is tikra. B'nei banim harein kebanim gets tikra lezera puzzle. So the Gemara says, no, what are we learning out from? Ela by, I'm going to have a few sugis here. So we have Zera, Ela. So the Gemara says, B'nei Banim, Harem Kabanim, that's a svar. That I don't need. But Ela, what am I learning out from Ela? That's teaching me what?
Zera
Puzzle. Zera Puzzle is included. Is included. And if she has Zera Puzzle from this marriage, then what? Then she still can no longer eat shuma. Okay, now the Gemara says, that means to make this drasha, we must have some kind of place where the word ein is written chaser. So the Gemara tells us, yeah, we have such a place. The Tana Gufei Minali the Darish Hachi Amri Ksiv Me'ein Bilam Me'ein Yivmi Delo Ksiv Behu Yud V'Hacha Ksiv Be'Yud Shema Minala Joshu Da'asa. So I'm just going to put on the table already, during the Bekiyas week, during the Chazara week, Waxberg asked me the question. Like, is this like the word me'ein yivmi and me'ein bilam, that's actually how the word is supposed to be written. The word is not ein, it's me'ein, refuse. And the proper way is to write that mem aleph nun. So, like, what kind of drasha is this? Is this really, really a drasha? So, pasha pshat, the simple pshat, and again, I showed him some marmakomas that address it. The answers are not so strong, but the push-up shot is that this is, in a certain sense, this is a mesorah that we have. The mesorah that we have is these drushes of Zera Posel, not just Zera Kosher, etc. And now the Chazal are coming up with a hook, with a some kind of textual linkage. Fundamentally, this is really Halach Lamosh Misinai, with a textual hook that Chazal are finding out, but not to think that this is really the core and fundamental lima. This is not, because the Gemara does that. There's a Ritva in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tet Zayin, and the Ritva there says that all these kind of strange kind of drushes that you have when the Gemara says, It's just an asmachta ba'almahu. The Ritva says that these are mnemonic devices. These are ways for Chazal to kind of remember. So they link their din d'rabbanan into a pasuk as a mnemonic device. The Rambam happens to say that anyone who says such a thing is an apikoris. He doesn't like that as an approach. He doesn't think that that's what's going on over here. But there is such an idea that Chazal linked their Torah shebal peh into the psukim based on these. But don't think that this is really a core and fundamental. Leave it. I don't want to spend time on this right now. But just to be aware of that. Ha'ar, I just wanted to mention that point. Okay. So our both side. Bottom line. What's our default? When it comes to, what do we learn from the Gemara? What's the pull away from our Gemara here in Maseches Kiddushin? The pull away is that Zera means? Zera Einla Widarshin. That includes Zera Pasul. If it wasn't for the Pasuk, if it wasn't for the drasha of Ein La, we would assume it's Zera Kosher and not Zera Pasul. So far, so good. And then the idea of grandchildren, that's a svara. B'nei banim harei heim ke banim. So far, so good. Okay, there are two other sukkahs in Shas that are relevant to this discussion. Let's take a quick look at the Gemara in Bava Basra, Daf Kuf Tes Vav Amud Aleph. Mishnah and Gemara there. And the Mishnah tells as follows. Seder nachalos kachu. How does nachala work? And I'll just say this outside very quickly. The rule of thumb is a person dies. When a person dies, the first yoresh the Torah tells us is sons, and listen carefully, sons and their issue. If there are children of sons, that also counts, sons and their issue. The Gemara then says, if there is ben ein la, if there is no son, then you flip over to?
Daughter.
To daughters. So now the Gemara has ben ein la, another ein la. And the Gemara is going to tell us, Ben Ein La, Ayin La. Do a deep dive investigation, not just to check what? If there's a son, but to check if there are
sons of sons,
if there are grandchildren. Let's take a look at the Gemara. Tana Rabbanan, Ben Ein La. There is no son. But what about Ella, Ben? Ben Ein La, Ella, Ben. Ben Aben, Obasa Ben. Oben bas haben minayin. So Talmud Omar ain lo, I ain't alav. Bas ain lo, ain li ela bas, bas abas, ben abas, etc., etc. Talmud Omar ain lo, I ain't alav. In other words, what the Gemara is basically telling you is check if there's a son. If there's a son, he gets. If there is no son, it shifts to what? To the daughter. But what does it mean if there is no son? If there is no son, ayena love, bloodline, or issue of son, then check daughters. In ein bas, if there is no bas, what does that mean? Ein bas?
Or bloodline of bas,
then go up a notch, go to the father and to his issue. Father, then brothers, etc. So here, in the Gemara in, this is Kiddushin, now you have a Gemara Baba Bas. What does Maran Bar Basa say? Where does Darshan Ben Ein Lo? So what does Ein Lo mean?
Doesn't have any.
Ayin. And Ayin tells us that Bnei Bunim essentially is Harehem Kebun. So grandsons also count. How do grandsons count? Based on a pasuk. So what emerges over here is, do you see a stira in these two Gemaras?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a stira in the Gemaras. Because over here we're darshing a law to do what? To include Zera Pasul. But as far as Bnei Banim, I don't need a Pasul Bnei Banim. After all, that's already part of Harem Kabanim. That's a Svara. Now over here all of a sudden, Bnei Banim is not a Svara anymore. I need a Drusha, a law, to teach me what? To teach me that grandsons as well, granddaughters as well, is all part of Harei Heim Ke Banim. When the pasuk says Ben Ein Lo, the pasuk is telling me not just Ben, but also grandsons. And that's darshan from Ayin Allah.
How do we learn that? That it means
grand. That's the drush. Ein Lo, Ayin. Check out. What do you mean check out? I see a son right there. No, check out all of the issue of son. If he has a great-great-granddaughter and everyone else died, that's also called Ayemo. That's called the son. That's called someone who's going to keep the nachla here and it's not going to go to the daughter. In other words, will a granddaughter from a son inherit before a daughter?
Yeah.
The answer is yes. The answer is yes, via the Yerusha of the Ben. That's sukkah number two. Hold on 1 second. I just want to do sukkah number three.
What's the stira?
I'll tell you the stira. The stira is, do we assume B'nai Banim Harayim Kabanim or not? Is that an assumption or you need a limud to teach you that?
So use the limud over here from over there.
There's no limud over here. Stop.
B'nai Banim Harayim Kabanim is because we have in Bava Basra, it tells us B'nai Banim Harayim Kabanim because we have a drasha that tells
no, us. No, that's a svara. It's going to say a svara.
Over here we have a pasuk.
I know, over here we have a pasuk.
Right.
And over here we have a svara.
Who says it's a svara?
I said it's a svara. The Gemara said it's a svara.
No, it just says B'nai Banim Harayim Kabanim.
No, it's a yibamot.
The Gemara is telling me a svara.
She says it's a yibamot.
Yeah, it's in yibamot.
Yeah, it's a svara.
It's a no. The Gemara here is saying a svara. The Gemara here is saying why you can't use zera ainla for two things. We're using it for two things. We're using it for zera to teach me zera kosher, not zera pasul, and we're using it to teach me B'nai Banim Harayim Kabanim. Gemara says you can't use two things. You already used it for zera pasul. So the Gemara says no. We're not using it for B'nai Banim. Why? Because that's a svara. Yeah. Okay. Sugya number. Do you think my wife is calling me? She like. You think I? Okay, I give her one more call.
If she's calling me, yeah.
She's calling me twice. Anyway, okay. Weiter in Shas. Weiter in Shas. What's the next sugya? Yevamos. I'm not putting it in red for a reason, just to keep you focused. The Gemara Yevamos Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph teaches us the following halacha. Mi sheyesh lo ach mikol makom zokek es achiv liyibum. So if a man dies, presumably childless, and there's a brother, any brother, so that brother is zokek es ha'isha liyibum. The achiv hu lechal davar. Next, mi sheyesh lo ben. If a person dies with a son. Mikol makom. What kind of son? Any son. Funny lush. Poiter eishes of minayibum. So that means his
mother,
the wife of his father, is poter from yibum because it's a son. Not only that, vechayv al makaso. If this kid does what? Punches his father. He's chayv misa v'al kilaso. Ubino lechol davar. He's a full-blown son. So the Gemara picks up on the awkward lushen of the Mishnah. What's this lechol davar? What's this mikol makom? So the Gemara says a chiddush mikol makom leasuye my leasuye mamzer. It's telling you that even if you have a ben that is a what? That is a ben puzzle. Is he called a ben? A couple has a father has, is mezana with a woman, has a son, now he dies. Is there a din of yibum to his wife? The answer is no, he had a son. Can this ben mamzer hit his father, curse his father, and escape a chi of misa?
The answer is no.
So the Gemara says, pshita. And pshita, achivu. He's a brother, we're in the Reisha now. In the Reisha, if he's a brother, even if he's a mamzer, that will be mechayev the woman in what? In yibum, pshita. So the Gemara says, achivu, he's a brother. Well, maybe we should learn our brotherhood from B'nai Yaakov. What does it mean, a brotherhood from B'nai Yaakov? I guess maybe it's referring to like Yehuda is the first source of Yibum, perhaps. So maybe you have to be something like B'nai Yaakov. Ach va'acham de Yaakov. Ma'ala halang sherev lo psul avkan chen lo psulin. Kamash malon. Then the Gemara says, skip. Well, if you look, well, let's see the next line that I don't know if says the Gemara. Ve'ema hachanami. Maybe it's true. Kaven del inyan yibum miftar niftar. So look at Rashi over here. Bidel inyan yibum miftar ach es eshes aviv mi yibum es eshes aviv mi yibum eshes aviv.
The wife, the step,
Polter, Kagonim, Hayalo Ben, Mamzer, Vinosa, Isha, Vames, Velo Yolda, Lo, Ptura Minayi, Mishla, Mamzer. So, Ben, in other words, if this father had a Mamzer son from another marriage, or another Mamzer son, and now he's married to this woman, and now he dies childless from this woman is going to be exempt from Yibum. In other words, as we'll see in a minute, a Mamzer child will exempt the Yevama from Yibum. So too, a Mamzer brother will trigger the Din of Yibum. Got it?
Yeah.
A child will be Machayv Yibum. I'm sorry, a Chayim will exempt Yibum. A brother will be Machayv. Now, where do we see? Where do we see that a son, Mamzer, exempts Yibum? Turn the page. So the Gemara says, Mishyeso ben mikol makom. Mikol makom la'asuye mai. What is this coming to what? To include. Rabbi Yehuda la'asuye mamzer. It's coming to include a mamzer. Again, he sired a mamzer. And now he marries another woman, an Isha Ksheira, and then he dies childless with this other woman. Is this other woman Chayeves as a Yavama? The answer is no. Why? Because he had a son. The son was a mamzer. Doesn't make a difference. Why does it make a difference? Because my taima to Amakra Uben Ainlo. He doesn't have a Ben Ayenlo. When it says Ainlo, Ayenlo, extra yud. So investigate the matter. It doesn't have to be what?
Kosher,
it could even be Zera Pasa. So now we have Sugya number 3. And Sugya number 3 in Yavamas says, Ben, Ainlo, Ayain, Alav. And when we're Ma'ayin Alav, what are we coming to do now? We are coming to include Zera Pasa.
That's not a question, it's repetitive.
It's not repetitive. It's not repetitive. Rabosai, if I were to ask you, now that you've seen the Shas Sugyas on this topic, what ought to jump off the page? Like, what jumps off the page? Natana Shmutter. I don't like the word machlekes. We're not talking about machlekes. Stira is the better word. No problem. What's the stira?
We used the proof of Achba Achba Mibnei Yaakov for the first one, and Yevamos was to teach us possible still.
That was the Chabamir.
Oh no, we don't. Sorry, yeah, my bad.
Chabamir of that, but we said possible still is still.
By over here, Ben Ainlo. What are we learning out?
Zera possible.
That. Even Zera Pasa. Here we have Zera Ainlo. Even Zera Pasa. One second. Even Zera Pasa. In other words, okay. And then over here, we have Ben Ainlo is coming to include
B'nei
Banim Harem Kabanim, and over here we learn that out from a
Svar.
Okay. Am I bothered by anything else?
No.
Am I bothered by anything else?
Wait, so
1 second. Ben Ainlo. Sarah Ainlo. Ben Ainlo. Okay. Okay, so I want to look at the Ritva. The Ritva is the clearest, is on our daf. I'm going to look at the Ritva inside, read every word of the Ritva inside. The Ritva is, I think, echoing a Tosis in Yavamos. So we're going to look at the Ritva and see how the Ritva puts this all together.
This is a three-way mafalkas.
I want to see the Ritva, and the Ritva is going to help us put it all together. It seems like. it seems like. Let me say over what the yesod of the Ritva is going to be, and then we'll see the Ritva inside. Rabosai, notice. Sometimes the Torah uses the language of Zera, and sometimes the Torah uses the language of Ben. And is Ben the same as Zera? That's going to be the core question. We'll learn Chumash today. When the Torah used the language of Zera, what does that mean? When the Torah used the language of Ben, what does that mean? So take a look at the Ritva. The Ritva starts with Ha Afikte La Zera Zara. Take a look. V'ha fikta l'zera zara. The kasalka daitach. The habamin of our Gemara is the me'ein la, hu de mafkinam bereisha zera zara. So initially we saw ein la, and what was the habamin of the Gemara? Ein la is teaching me by us, even what? Even grandchildren. No, not zera pasul. Even zera zara. That's the habamin. Umehadrinan, and then the Gemara says, no, Zera Zara, Lo Tzarekra. The Bnei Banim Harein Ke Banim. Okay. So, Ika Lemedak, the Habeperik Yesh Nochalin, Hodik Sibeperik Nachlos, Ben Einlo, Marbinan, Bnei Banim, Midik Sib Ben Einlo, Ayen Alof. So, he's pointing out the Stira. In Yevamas, what is Ben Ein Lo telling me? It's teaching me, Xeris HaKosuv, Bnei Banim Harei Kabanim. When it comes to our sugya, in the Bava Basra, when it comes to our sugya, do I need a pasuk for that? In other words, okay, I'm pausing right now. When you see the word Zera in Chumash, what's the default? The default is talking about all descendants. When you see the word Ben in Chumash, what does Ben mean? Ben means a son. The word Zera means that which comes from your seed. The English word is issue. Zera means your issue. Ben means issue. That which issues from you. That says bloodline. The legal term is issue. Zera means issue. Ben means? Means son. So now, do I need a pasuk to teach me Zera means Bnei Banim Harein Kabanim?
No,
that's Svarah.
Yeah.
But when the pasuk uses the word Ben, do I need a Xeris HaKos teach me grandchildren?
Yeah.
Yes, because Ben means
son.
Oh. V'chein nami b'yavamas gabe yavam alma Bnei Banim einam kibanim v'tirtzu b'ataisis.
Hey, what does it say
that Yavamah? We didn't see it if you look at the, I have a footnote over here. He says, Lo matzasi b'shum makom b'yavamas.
It's implied.
Yeah, but it's not there. What? Okay, that's not in Yavamas. But okay, yeah, we have the Ritva, right, different gears, so whatever. Or we have a wrong gears to the Ritva. Either way. V'tirtzu b'tayis, d'shani hocha d'ksiv zera, mashma afilu b'nei banim, v'haynu nami d'aminan d'la zera zara lo tzar kro, d'ein lo, the ain lo milashan zera mashma filu b'nei banim. Oh, v'hacha muchach b'Sanhedrin. There is a Gemara in Sanhedrin Samak Dalet Amid Beis, and the Gemara there says the Arminon ma'avir b'no ubito ba'esh. So if you take your children, your beloved children, who you love so dearly, and you pass them to the Molech, is a wonderful avodah zara, premised on child sacrifice. Passing your children through fire. So the pasuk says, what's the lashon pasuk? Umizaro lo titein la molech. So one second. So Gemara says, Beno bito ba'esh, ein le'el beno bito, ben bito minayin, Talmud lomar, ki mizaro nasan la molech, alma, beno bito dafka, vizaro mashma filu, b'nei banim. So, Mizaro would include also your grandchildren. Now, so if I were to ask you, which is a more expansive term? Zera or Ben?
Zera.
So, Pashup Shat, Zera. Zera includes all offspring. Ben includes son. But then he says, a chiddush, the other way. There's also one respect where ben is more expansive and zera is more contractive. And that is by apostle. By apostle, the word zera means zera kosher. That's what the word zera means. And therefore, if you're going to include zera posel, what must you do?
You need
a posel. That's our Gemara. Our Gemara says, zera ain't low. That this what? This paskaye married a Yisra. Had a child that was a zera
posel.
Now her husband dies, she goes back to her father. Is she allowed to eat?
No.
Truma, the answer is? The answer is,
yes.
Even zera apostle will impact your ability to truma. Why? Because the pasuk says aim. If the pasuk didn't say aim, ledrasha, zera means what? Only zera?
Kosher.
So he says, let's continue. So he says, however, miu, yesha cheresh yafa kocha ben mikocha zera, dilu ben ma'ashra filu zera apostle, kedarmina biyavamos, mishiyeslo ach, Ach. What about an ach who's a mamzer? An ach mamzer? Is he an ach?
Yes.
He's what? He's a mamzer. Doesn't make a difference. Mikol makom zekes yisrael ibum. For ami mikol makom asli mamzer. Sagadai drami lo nil of ach va'ach de yakom my husband shem lo psulim avakanam shem lo psulim kamash one. Amad ha'asam diksiv ben ve'ach. Mashma afilu pasul, aval zera lo mashma ella kosher. V'haim d'amina hacha dechi yitzur ribui de'en lo ayin ala lo zera pasul kilu zera gufei lo masha ella kosher. So comes along the Ritva and Tosfos and the Ramban and the Rashba and introduce us to Pshat in Chumash. And I want to bear this out for a couple of nafkaminas. Take a look quickly at the Gemara in the Darim. Nidarim daf lamed aleph. The Gemara here has the following din. Okay, turn the page. It's on daf lamed aleph amid aleph. The Gemara says as follows. Koinam, you make a neder, back page. Koinam she'eni nene leben noach. You say, I'm making a neder, I'm not going to get any hana from ben noach. So the Mishnah tells us, mutil be yisrov v'asrov v'kochov. You're allowed to get hana from what? From Yisrael, but you cannot get hana from a non-Jew. So there's an obvious question. Ben Noach, where do we all come from?
Noach.
We're all Bnei Noach. So why am I not also to even Jews? Jews are also Bnei Noach. So the Gemara says, V'Yisrael minofit mi'chal Bnei Noach, Kevan de'igdash Avram iskari al shmei. Once we have the Kedusha of Avma Vinu, we are now Mufka from Bnei Noach, and we are called now Bnei Avram, Bnei Yisrael. Hand down. Says the next Mishnah. No. Says the next Mishnah. But I appreciate you asking nicely. She'eni nene lezera Avram. You make a neder, I am not going to get hana'ah from zera Avram. Aser b'Yisrael u'mutter b'ovdei kochav. You're allowed to get hana from Yisrael. You're allowed to get from Ovdei Kochav, but not from.
Is that all Yisrael?
From Yisrael. Aye, says the Gemara. Va'ika Yishmael. So the Gemara says, ki b'Yitzchak yikara lecha zera. Aye, va'ika Esav. B'Yitzchak v'lo kol Yitzchak. Now, b'Yitzchak. And not kol Yitzchak. Ki be Yitzchak yikar lecha zera, and it's be Yitzchak, of Yitzchak, but not all of Yitzchak. Now, one second. Look at the Ramban in the Perish HaMishnayos. Mefurish Batorah, Shezera Avram. The Ramban Perish HaMishnayos. Shezera Avram, Stam, Eina Ela Zera Yaakov Bilvad.
Why
Ulafika mutal lehenes afilu be'es of yishma. In other words, what does the word zera mean? What does it mean? It means zera kosher. Who is the zera kosher of Avraham Avinu? Yitzchak and not Yishmael. Who is the zera kosher of Yitzchak? Is Yaakov and not Esav. When the Torah says, Ulezaracha etein es haaretz hazos, is that referring to Yishmael? Chas. Is it referring to Esav? Vishalom. Chas v'shalom. It's referring to zera kosher, not zera pasul.
Why is Esav zera pasul?
Because he's not, he's zera pasul. What do you mean? Why is he zera pasul? I don't even know how to, I don't know how to answer that question.
He's a real son.
Because he's a Rasha, yeah. He's
That's the din in the person. It's a din in how they write.
You're right. But, and that's why, you're right, Yitzhak. You're asking well. And that's why it's really a drasha. Kibi Yitzchak. In other words, the Torah has to go out of its way to tell you, you know who your zera is? Yitzchak is your zera. Kibi Yitzchak yikar lecha zera. That's what's going to be our definition of zera Avram. And that's going to be our definition of, and it's bi Yitzchak below kol Yitzchak. One of them are Mokal. Are Yishmaelim chayovim in Bris Milah?
No.
Yes.
So there is a Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin. Daf Nuntes Amud Beis. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Nuntes Amud Beis starts off in the Testament Aleph. Gemara says like this. Kol mitzvah. This is source number 8 and 9. Kol mitzvah shenemra livnei Noach. If you have a mitzvah that was given over to Ben Noach, v'nishneis b'Sinai, and it was repeated in Sinai, then lazeh ulazeh nemra. Then it's also a mitzvah ben Noach, and it's also a mitzvah for us. So the Torah says, Lo tirtzach shofek dam adam ba adam dam yishafek by ben Noach, and it says, Lo tirtzach by Sinai. So then they're usher in it, and we're usher in it. So the Gemara Sakasha, Vehare mila, shenemra lebnei Noach, tiksi va'ata es brisi tishmor, v'nishneis b'Sinai, uvayom ha'shmini yimol, Yisrael Nemra, v'lo b'nei Noach. B'nei Noach are not chayv in Bris Mila, but that goes against its rule, because it was given to B'nei Noach, it was given to Avram, and it was given again to B'nei Yisrael Sinai. So the Gemara gives two answers. Answer number one is, why was it repeated at Sinai? Not because we needed to repeat it at Sinai. It was given to Avram, and it did not need to be repeated. Why was it repeated? To teach me a new chiddush, a new din. That what? That afilu b'Shabbos. That you could do mila b'Shabbos. That's the whole reason it was nishneis b'Sinai. And don't tell me it was like, it's part of this rule. Said then, and repeated again, therefore everyone's chayav. No, it was not really repeated again to repeat the whole mitzvah again. It was just repeated to teach me a nuance, a detail, that you're allowed to do bris mila on Shabbos, as Rashi says. Vaday b'Sinai nemar le'ikar mitzvaso. And that which it was said to Ben Noach. Sorry, that's the boy Sema. The first answer says I give. Second answer.
Wait, so
B'nai Noach are not chayv. Second answer. E boy is Ema. First word on the next photocopy. E boy is Ema. Mila me'ikara la'avram hu dekamizar. Mila was given to Avram. But what does the pasuk say? Va'ata es brisi tishmor. Ata. Vizar acha acharecha ledorosam. You and your zera ledorosam. Ata vizar acha in inish achrini lo. So that takes out Bnei Noach, because ata vizarecha asks the Gemara. Elameata Bnei Yishmael lechaivo. Says the Gemara, ki b'yitzchak yikar lecha zera, b'nei Esav l'chayvo, b'yitzchak below, kol Yitzchak. In other words, when the Torah uses the terminology of zera Avram, even though, is Yishmael part of zera Avram?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Technically, yes, but the chiddush is, ki b'yitzchak yikar lecha zera, and b'yitzchak below, kol Yitzchak, says Rashi, vaday. So when Avram was given the mitzvah of Mila, was it given to Ben Noach?
No.
No. Was it given to Yishmael? Was it given to not Yishmael as a person? The line of Yishmael. Was it given to the line of Yishmael?
No.
No. Why? It's a Zerah. The answer is he's not part of Zerah. Says Rashi, Vadai. Besinai Nemar leikar mitzvasa kudekashalach hare ha'amar of Yosef kashnemar lebnei Noach v'nis besinai lazel azen emra had lo chashav leilagavei mitzvah bnei Noach means from the mila la bnei Noach nemra afim yikom sina elazera Avram lechudei and not to everyone else and zeri Avram is hainu Yisrael. So basically today's discussion was a discussion, a translation of two words. The word Ben and the word Zera. Zera means has an inclusion and an exclusion. Zera is Zera Kosher and not what? And Zera Kosher, not Zera Apostle. But yes, Bnei Banim Arim Kabanim, Misvara. And Ben means a son, but even a son who's possible. Now, I just want to read one more Rambam. And then I want to just leave you with one thought question. Okay, the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, it really echoes what we've been discussing. The Rambam is found, I think, in 10:7. Hilchos Malachim, 10:7. So once again, the Rambam says... So the Rambam writes, again, I think the Rambam is echoing what we're saying. Hamila nitztaveh ba Avram vizaro bilvad. Shenemar atah vizarocha acharecha ladorosam. Yotza zara shel Yishmael v'yotza Esav. Why? Because the pasuk says, v'yitin lecha es birchas Avram lecha ulezaracha, says to Yaakov. Michlal shehu levado zara shel Avram. And what do you mean, need to be Zera Avram? Listen to these words. Hamachzik bidato vidarko hayishara heim hamachayv b'mila and not Yishmael and Esav.
Ready with Esav himself, yeah.
Esav himself, maybe, but not his... Not, yeah. Now, I want to leave you with one question. I'm ignoring you as well, Baruch Hashem. One question, and this is going to set us up for tomorrow. One little question on the sugya. Back to the Gemara. Now we're learning Pashup Shat in the Gemara. Rabosa, listen carefully. This woman is a Basko. Yes?
Yeah.
She marries a Yisra. Yes. The Gemara says, Torah says, Vizera Ein La Ayin. What's the chiddush of Ayin? That even if she has... Hava Mina, the Gemara says, Ayin La, Zera Zara. We leave that Hava Mina because... So therefore, and we go to... Zera, even Zera Post. Now. So what invalidates her from eating truma?
Having any living husband.
What invalidates her from eating truma? Any living offspring, including Zera Apostle. Yeah. So if she has Zera Apostle, she's invalidated from having truma. One second. How did she get Zera Apostle? How'd she generate Zera Apostle? So the answer is she had a Biasura. Yeah. She had a Biasura. Well, if she has a Biasura, then the Biasura Gufa does what? Invalidates her from eating Truma. So how do you ever get to
she's a new woman.
Zera Puss. So you know what Tosa says? Tosa says, you're never, ever, ever going to have a case of Zerapostle that's going to invalidate her. And the Chiddush of the Gemara is not Zerapostle, but Zerapostle. Because you're never going to have Zerapostle where she was already not pre-invalidated. How was she pre-invalidated? Because she had a Biasura. So no, she had a Biaksheira. She was 100% had a beautiful Gavaldika Kosher son. And the son's a kite. And the son then slept with an Eish Azish.
Why is the son a
kite? I'm sorry. The son's a Yisrael. The son then slept with an Eish Azish.
Now she's a grandson.
Gavaldik. Now the son died. And he has a little, she's got a grandson mom's there. So grandson mom's there, and now her husband dies. So now she goes where?
Back nowhere.
She goes back to her father's house. Can she truma there?
No.
So says Tysus, Zerapostle doesn't exist. It's irrelevant. And the case that the Gemara must be talking about is Zerapostle. To the point that the Talmid HaRashba say the gears of the Gemara should be Zerapostle, not Zerapostle, because you'll never ever have a case of Zerapostle. Asks Rav Elchanan Wasserman mipi hashmua. It's not written down anywhere. He asks the following question: what about the Gemara in Chagiga? Because the Gemara in Chagiga entertains the case as a real possibility of nisabra be'ambati. Nisabra be'ambati. She became pregnant without a bia asura.
Immaculate conception.
Yes.
Very good. So in that scenario, you'll have a zerapostle. And comes along a lot of the later poskim and say, apparently, why did Tosas not come up with that case? Because he didn't buy it. He didn't buy it as a case. Not that he didn't buy it as a practical case, it's a case in the Gemara. He assumes that even if the Zera came from a goy, it doesn't generate Zera Apostle if it didn't happen via a Maisabia. So we'll discuss that a little bit tomorrow. That's your sneak preview for tomorrow, which gets this sugya, becomes an art, believe it or not, this one two-line tesis becomes the big source for artificial insemination. Wow.